Everybody, welcome back to the Halloween special edition Golf Talk Live. Eddie Caiazzo with you to take you along some of the more interesting stories on the golf course from the season. Happy to be with you. Follow us on Twitter at TL Golf Talk Live, facebook.com/golftalklive. And if you want to receive our emails, text Golf Talk Live, all one word, to 22128. And you'll get our very special Golf Talk Live commentary, the video edition, and all the other great stuff. So we get into segment two here, and I want to intro this segment by talking about the International Clubmakers Guild. Founded in February 2009, the ICG, as it's as I call it, it's 100% independent, member-owned, and operated. And the members determine the organization's benefits, programs, and deliverables. So let's get to that interview that Tony conducted with their leader, Jacques Intrieri.
Well, folks, did you ever wonder how that golf club that you're holding, sometimes strangling in your hands, got there? Somebody had to make it. And there are club makers around the world. They've sort of banded together. We have the president of the International Clubmakers Guild with us. He's based in Greenwich, Connecticut, Jacques Intrieri. Jacques, welcome to Golf Talk Live.
Thanks, Tony. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's great to talk to you, too. I know that club making is really an art that has become more sophisticated in recent years. In your case, did it just start as a hobby?
It did. I started making my own clubs probably 25 years ago and doing some regripping and whatnot. And
it just sort of took off from there. And now the next thing you know, you've got a business and you've ascended to the top of the club makers.
Yeah, careful what you wish for. It might come true.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I don't think it counts. My club making experience is basically banging my club on a rock in frustration. That's not the way you got started.
No, that's not the optimal way to adjust lie angles.
No, not very scientific at all. So, Jacques, tell me a little bit about the Clubmakers Guild. It's very interesting that you people of a like profession have banded all together across the world.
Yeah, our primary mission is to increase the skills of our membership and to promote what club fitting and club making, how that can help the golfing public's game.
Well, it certainly has helped a lot. You know, you mentioned that you've been doing since 1994. The amount of change that has taken place in the golf club since then is totally amazing. That was just the era when they were starting with metal drivers.
Correct. And, you know, the focus of our guild is to help our members keep up with the ever-changing products and technologies.
Now, you have some members in the Philadelphia area?
We do. We have five. Probably the most prominent one is Mike Morrison of Isaac Golf. He's been I think, two or three-time Golf Digest top 100 club fitter.
Wow. Izet, we certainly know well based on the main line, and they have quite a reputation for many years, and so it's not a surprise that they're involved with your organization. Tell me about your end of the business. Obviously, you have a business in the Greenwich, Connecticut area.
Yes, I do. I have a fitting studio and workshop, and I fit and build with prominent brands. So, for example, I actually Callaway and PXG and TaylorMade and Mizuno now actually sell me heads. So I kind of start from scratch.
Oh, really?
Which gives my customers a lot more options.
Yeah. So for our listeners, somebody sitting there right now listening and saying, you know, I never have really gone to a club fitter. My path to new golf clubs has been I play with Sam, and he all of a sudden is hitting his driver good one day, and I say, hey, let me try that driver, hit it a few times, and then I go out and buy the same thing, and then, you know, 6 months later I'm dissatisfied with that and we're going down the same path. What give me a prescribed path toward new clubs?
So that question really gets into what is a good club fitting. and I can share my methodology with you if you like.
Good, please, yeah.
Okay.
So, it's like getting a free visit from the doctor. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, speaking of doctors, so a good club fitter, like a good physician, is going to be a good listener. And so what your audience should be asking when they're looking for a club fitter is, how much time does it take? What's the process? My process is, I sit down and I talk with the client for 20, 30 minutes, ask them a lot of questions. Then I spec out the current clubs. The idea here is to leverage the playing history of the clubs. And that gives me clues in terms of what is going to help this golfer in terms of achieving his playing goals. So for example, Tony, you want to hit the ball higher, or you want to hit the ball lower, or you want to hit the ball less cutty or less hooky.
Yes, at different times during the same round of golf, I want to do all of those things, depending on my previous shot.
Of course, but yeah, and so then the next part is, does the club fitter have a launch monitor? Are they able to capture club metrics and ball metrics, and thereby be able to optimize the person's club speed, ball speed, accuracy?
Yeah, so yeah, it's all the information in, information out, right? And then the bottom line, you wind up with a club that might work for you a little bit.
It will definitely work for you. I can tell you one trend is that a lot of my customers, especially the ones that have maybe a little bit more club speed, benefit from, believe it or not, going to a shorter length driver.
Really?
Because they don't lose club head speed by going to a shorter driver. They actually are able to swing it more efficiently, hit the center of the club. And their average distance goes up, and their fairways go up, and their scores go lower.
Well, we're speaking to Jacques Intriere. He's the president of the International Clubmakers Guild. And Jacques, I see a website that I think would help a lot of people, www.clubfittersguild.org. Best place to go and find out about you and some of the other people in your organization.
Absolutely. If we have several Google Maps, and you can go to the map and find somebody that's in your area, and you can learn more about that person.
All right. Jacques Intriere, President, International Clubmakers Guild. Once again, that's clubfittersguild.org. Check them out. And Jacques, thanks for being with us on Golf Talk Live.
My pleasure again, Tony. Thanks for having me. Look forward to talking to you down the road.
And there he is, the president, Jacques Intriere from the Clubmakers Guild. And I believe we're going to run into them at the PGA show. They're just a floor down from us in that massive Super Bowl of the golf industry. But you know, whether you're a professional club maker, club fitter, teaching professional, or just interested in learning more, the ICG, the International Club Fitters Guild, welcomes you. Again, that website was clubfittersguild.org. Oh, and there he is. Werewolves of London, Warren Zevon. How did that get there? Well, we're going to continue. We have a very, very exciting segment for you next. This is really the Halloween part of the Halloween special. It's called Stories from the Grave. And it's from a story about 10 years ago that Tony wrote for Golf Styles magazine. Really good piece. So we're going to cover that and then some off-color stories from the golf world. We have some Bigfoot and a lot more to come on Golf Talk Live. Again, the Halloween special. I'm Eddie Chiazzo. This is Golf Talk Live, your number one golf radio show in America.